is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been named in an arrest warrant for war crimes by the International Criminal Court. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The president of the International Criminal Court, Judge Pyotr Hofmansky, says Russia's Vladimir Putin and the head of a Russian government children's bureau are being held personally responsible for taking Ukrainian children
from Ukrainian-occupied territories into the Russian Federation.
Hofmansky says children receive special protection under the Geneva Conventions.
It is forbidden by international law for occupied powers to transfer civilians from the territory they live in to other territories.
While the ICC can issue the warrants, it cannot execute them and is asking for international cooperation in bringing in Putin. One expert says Putin will likely avoid traveling to countries where he might be turned in, although Moscow doesn't recognize the international court and has brushed off the war crimes charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And grand jury is examining hush money paid to women who alleged
The decision.
Criminal court issuing an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin?
Well, I think it justifies it, but the question is, it's not recognized internationally by us either, but I think it makes a very strong point.
Meanwhile, Chinese President Xi Jinping plans to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow next week, and it highlights China's aspiration for a greater role on the world stage, but they have also revealed the perils of global diplomacy. Hours after Friday's announcement of the trip, an international arrest warrant was issued for Putin on war crimes charges, taking at least some wind out of the sails of China's big reveal. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports that the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank has sparked multiple investigations.
The House Financial Services Committee's top Democrat, Representative Maxine Waters of California, said in a letter to regulators that while she is crafting legislation to give regulators more authority, agencies should immediately investigate bank failures and use available enforcement tools to hold executives fully accountable. The Justice Department, Security and Exchange Commission, Federal Reserve, and the California State Regulator of Silicon Valley Bank, and several congressional committees have announced some form of investigations into the bank's failure.
That is AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting. The mystery to the origins of COVID-19 pandemic now has some new clues. International scientists have found raccoon dog DNA commingled with the virus in previously unavailable genetic material. It came from samples collected in early 2020 at a seafood market in Wuhan, China, shortly after the first human cases were detected in the city. It could mean that the pandemic originated from animals, not one of the labs near the market, but their analysis has not been reviewed for publication, and other scientists say how the virus began sickening people remains to be determined. A senior DHS official said Friday that one of the top priorities for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security this year is to add more companies to sanctions list for using forced labor in China's Xinjiang region. VOA's Marissa Melton reporting.
Robert Silvers, Undersecretary for Strategy, Policy and Plans, said another priority this year was to work to persuade like-minded countries in Europe, as well as Japan, Australia, India, and others, to pursue enforcement regimes similar to the United States. The department was assigned by the U.S. Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act to create a sanctions list for companies known to traffic in forced labor. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
It's a time of protests in Paris and much of France, where opponents hope to bring down the government of President Emmanuel Macron. They're blocking the streets over his decision to force a pension system change through Parliament without a vote. Raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 is wildly unpopular. Macron's opponents filed motions on Friday that will trigger no-confidence votes next week. Meanwhile, traffic has been snarled, campuses blocked, and sanitation workers keeping foul-smelling rubbish from reaching Europe's largest incineration site. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.